Repco Supercars Weekly. Aaron Noonan here with you. We should be talking about all the on-track action from the weekend at the Winton Super Sprint. Unfortunately, we can't do that. That round, of course, on the weekend postponed. The Repco Supercars Championship point score has not changed. Shane van Gisbergen still leads the way because no points, no racing, nothing happened. Now, that event has been postponed. It's planned to be a date that's been selected. July 31, August 1 is the planned date. Not fully confirmed and locked in just yet, so keep an eye on our website in the upcoming weeks. Of course, it means that the championship will now move to Darwin for the Merlin-Darwin Triple Crown, June 18 to 20. And that in itself creates a bit of an issue for this week. So we're going to see the Victorian teams temporarily move to New South Wales ahead of that trip to the Northern Territory. The teams will self-isolate in New South Wales for 2 weeks, which means that they're guaranteed access to the Northern Territory, having served the 14 days, given that they've been in Victoria. The teams have been guaranteed to, this is an important point for our listeners and our fans of the Repco Supercars Championship, that they won't be on the road like last year, which turned into, I think it was over 100 days in the end, and for many, it was with about 4 or 5 hours notice. So the teams have been guaranteed that won't be the case this year. So looking forward to seeing the cars back on track in mid to late June in Darwin. By the way, just a quick little one for you too. We've got up to 50% off our Repco Supercars Championship season guide. It's the A5 sized 192-page guide to this year. So it's got all of the record books, the stats, the previews, the driver profiles, the team profiles. We want to get as many of these out to the fans as we can. They are up to 50% off now. Head to our online bookshop. The website address is bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au. No surprises with a little piece of news that popped out this week that we were across for a little while. It was kind of just known. Alex Davison's been tabbed as Scott McLaughlin's potential replacement at Dick Johnson Racing should Scotty Mack not be able to come for Bathurst later in the year, given Long Beach, the IndyCar race is within the 2 week window to Bathurst, if we've got the current COVID restrictions and requirement to hotel quarantine for 14 days to come to Australia. That would put Scott in a position where he just couldn't be ready in time. So Alex Davison has been prepped and is ready on standby to fill a seat, whether it be alongside Will Davison, his brother, or alongside Anton Di Pasquale. Of course, on the weekend, Scotty McLaughlin made his Indy 500 debut in the Pennzoil Yellow Submarine. Did a super job. Ran in the top 10 for a long time, had a genuinely competitive car, made one error coming into the pits, locked up, overshot on the way in, nearly crashed, got away with that one, but was speeding at the pit lane speed line. So drew a drive-through penalty, rejoined down the back, finished 20th and earned the Rookie of the Year award. Of course, Elio Castroneves, the winner for the fourth time in Indy 500. He joins a very, very special, rare group of drivers. He's the fourth four-time winner. All three of them were there on the weekend. The great Alonso Sr., AJ Foyt, and Rick Mears, who, of course, was working so closely with Scott McLaughlin. Elio, so many fans in Australia. He came and raced here in those days of the Gold Coast 600 with the V8 Supercars on the Gold Coast. A very, very popular winner driving for Meyer Shank Racing. Of course, for so many years with Team Penske, he won 3 Indy 500s with that team in 01, 02 and 09, but he's gone on and done it now that he has left the Penske fold. So it was an exciting weekend. Even if we didn't get any supercars action, we had some motorsport with the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500. Don't forget, Repco's Garage online, repco.com.au. For our Kiwi friends, it's repco.co.nz. It's your online digital destination of all things automotive and motorsport to keep you ticking through the weekends where there's no racing action for the Repco Supercars Championship. Now, on Repco Supercars Weekly, we love to look back at history. So on this day, June the 1st, 1986, some of you probably weren't even born then, the Australian Touring Car Championship was at Calder Park. Once upon a time, we did race out at Calder. It's still there, but we don't race there anymore. It was a win for the Nissan Skyline team, George Furey, a 1-2 over his very young teammate, Glenn Seaton, and the bearded John Bow, who looks the same then as he does now, third in the factory Volvo Turbo 240T. And on the same day in history, in 1980, June the 1st, this day, Kevin Bartlett, the big nine sports Camaro, won the Touring Car Championship round at Adelaide International Raceway, another track that is physically still present, but not one that we race at anymore. Peter Brock and Charlie O'Brien rounding out the podium in a pair of V8 Commodores as well. Now, I know there's a lot of supercar fans in Sydney, and the good news is the Beaurepaire Sydney Super Night tickets are on sale now. It's August 20 to 22, under lights, supercars at Sydney Motorsport Park. Head to the supercars.com website for all the ticketing information that you'll need to make sure that you're locked in for a night under the stars with some supercar stars on. Yeah, anyway, you get the point. I got just about all the words in there of cars and stars. It's going to be a big one. Anytime we get supercars under lights, it's really good fun. Another quick one too for you, our Larry Perkins book on the history of all of the cars from Perkins Engineering. We have locked in the print run. Just 2,500 copies of that book will be available. More than half of them have already been snapped up. So we'd encourage you to make sure you get your pre-order in so you don't miss out on this book. It's 432 pages, hardcover collector's book. Every car from Perkins Engineering covered from 1986 to 2008, packed with amazing photos. Every book signed by Larry Perkins and individually numbered as well. It's a cracker. Don't miss out. Bookshop.v8sleuth.com. Thought I'd say it slowly so you could write it down if you needed to write it down. Tomorrow on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco, Will Dale is with me and we talk the power of seven for our friends at Petronas. It's an amazing number when you stop and think about it in world motorsport, whether it be two wheels, four wheels, whether you think about it connected to the number carried by drivers and riders, or it's the number of achievements or victories or wins in a row that various drivers and teams and entities have scored. There's so many elements. It's a very special number when you really dig deep, and that's what Will Dale and I are going to do tomorrow on the V8 Sleuth podcast. Bit of a feature episode, a way for us to talk about a bunch of different names and elements of motorsport that perhaps we otherwise sometimes wouldn't. But we did a call out on socials for this a little while ago. The number seven brings up so many different ideas and people for our listeners and our followers. So we're really looking forward to tucking in and stepping through those. There's some really great insights and some really cool stuff that we've been able to dig out. Next week, next Tuesday, Repco Supercars Weekly is back, and we've got some good chats lined up in the next couple of weeks. One of them is Adrian Burgess, going to sit down to, he's the head of motorsport now at Supercars, but I want to delve into his past with McLaren in Formula 1, with Carlin in Formula 3, with his time with Dick Johnson Racing and Triple Eight, and how he got into the sport way back when in the UK. He's a really interesting guy with an amazing motorsport story. Adrian Burgess will be coming up soon on the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. But in the meantime, that's Repco Supercars Weekly. We look forward to chatting to you next week.